It's our pleasure to welcome in from the Kansas City Chiefs, man who was MVP of the Pro Bowl and is representing the fine folks at Old Spice, Travis Kelce, who joins us now on SB Nation Radio, SBNationLive.com. Travis, Will Pelagic, Nate Griffin, thanks for coming by.
What's going on, guys? What's going
hey,
on
man.
As I get settled in here?
Look, first of all, I got to tell you, you are the essence of style as far as I'm concerned, okay? You know, I love style, okay, but I got to tell you, you're the essence of style. Not many young guys can pull it off like you do.
I appreciate
you
that.
You get it done, man. You
he's
get it done.
It means a lot.
He's got to look good for his show, no, doesn't he?
The show, you know what I mean? The representation. I feel like I was like going through high school. It was like going like it was like a fashion show every single day in high school. It was very creative outlook on fashion coming from where I'm from. So it's in me to kind of let that come out of me in the world.
I was going to say it has nothing to do with the show. You just got it.
I appreciate
okay, when
that.
You have it, you have it.
How's the show going, by the way?
It is over. And you know what? It was fun.
It was a
blast to kind of record and be in front of a camera, have 50 women all chase you. It wasn't a bad gig. And it was like I said, it was just fun. It was cool to kind of experience that.
Tell us about this Old Spice you got here, brothers.
Old Spice. So we got the newest. The newest body wash that they have came out with is a part of the Hardest Working Collection, which has been out for a year.
Let me see that.
This new Steel Courage Hydro Wash is like the dual threat of all body washes. It has this hydration formula in it as well as the moisturizing skin formula that just, you know, it keeps you hydrated and it doesn't dry out. And, of course, it always smells good. I mean, that's what Old Spice does.
Now I got to ask you. Do you use it?
Yes. I'm trying to keep the ladies off me as we speak.
We got something in common. I use Old Spice, too.
Oh, yeah.
I use the wash.
There's only
I don't
one
use
way to
that.
Go.
I don't use that, but I use the wash.
I think
use
you
the
need
body
to use
wash.
It, Nate. Not that I'm saying that you need to use it. I don't think you need to use it.
Yeah,
now.
You know
well,
what
because
I mean?
We have a sponsor. Is that the deal?
I think it's because of the fact that he's got it right now.
Give it a try. I mean, if you respect the style, you got to respect the wash, too.
I use it.
There you
I
go.
Use it. I use it. So we're all good. Let's talk some football, man.
I would ask you how the Pro Bowl was. But you were the MVP, so it could have been better.
Yeah, man. I it's cool because I've always been a Price is Right like fan, and I felt like I won a car on the Price is Right when she handed me the keys on stage. It just felt so cool just looking over like, oh, that's mine. How did I get that? You know, it was pretty fun. But what was even better was that I had over 45 family members come down. It's easier to get people to Orlando than it is Hawaii. On top of that, you know, my brother was playing on the opposite team, and I get bragging rights on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was just an overall, it was an awesome weekend. The people that came down made it special, and it was it's fun.
Football is a very serious game. I happen to play in college, so mm-hmm. You can't compare it to the pros. But when you go out there, you're playing for money, what have you, and, you know, everybody wants to take home a prize, like you're taking home a car.
Mm-hmm.
How serious were you out there, or did it get serious after quarter two, after halftime? How serious was it out there? Because I know guys don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, guys don't want to get hurt, but at the same time, guys still compete.
Mm-hmm.
And with competing in football comes the big hits, comes the physical aspect of the game. And it doesn't matter how much you try and kind of hold back.
Yeah.
When you see somebody who's a hard hitter in front of you, or you see somebody who's like gearing up to rush the QB, you know what I mean? You got to be ready for that.
Got to get
you can't
here.
Because either that or you're going to get embarrassed. I got embarrassed on one or two of them, I think. 9-7 from the Vikings got me on two of them. But he was gearing up and he was trying to get the car as well. I mean, so there's motivation for guys to play hard and. I enjoy the game. I hope they don't take it away. I think it's awesome for the fans to, you know, almost get a week of the stars kind of on the field around each other, and you get to see the personalities show a little bit. So I think it's an awesome week, and I have a lot of fun with it.
Travis Kelce, the Kansas City Chiefs. Who do you like on Sunday?
I'd like to see a shootout. I want this to be one of the best shootouts that we've seen to this day. I'm hoping Matty Ice can go ahead and pull it out. I don't have anything against Tom and the crew. They got four already, and I'd love to see Matty Ice go from being kind of looked at as the QB that, you know, hasn't got there to the QB that where he gets the respect he deserves because he's one hell of a player.
Well, now you've seen both teams. You've probably seen one more than the other because they're in the AFC, the New England Patriots. But when you talk about it, I guess that's something we'll have to find out a little bit later on.
We will. Travis Kelce, indeed. Kansas City. Our time is short with you, but we appreciate you coming by.
Ah. I apologize.
We're up against the hard break. We can't move him, unfortunately. You could move mind and matter because you're a big, big guy, but we cannot move breaks, unfortunately. But it's so good to have you over here.
I appreciate you
and
guys.
And we'll get folks to buy the Old Spice, too.
I'm telling you.
I can tell you're a good teammate, man.